Hi, my name's Dave Morton, and I'm here tonight with my lovely wife, Nina. We've been asked to share with you our story. This is a story about love and pain, fear and anger, faith and enlightenment, and healing. It's a story about ordinary life, but one that we think that many couples here might be able to relate to. I'm 49 years old, and I have 8 children. I have 2 boys from a prior marriage and 3 with Nina, one of which I adopted. We also have 3 adopted children from Ethiopia. And today I'd like to tell you that I'm a whole man. I'm intact physically and mentally, at least I think so anyway. But I wasn't always that way. I'm an 18-year naval aviator and veteran. I was fortunate enough to meet Nina in the spring of 1993 when I returned home from Desert Shield and Desert Storm. We got married in October of that year up in Vermont in a quiet Justice of the Peace type ceremony. And I guess you could say that our early relationship was a wonderful period of love and respect for each other and a great deal of hope for our future. In September of 94, our beautiful daughter Emily was born. She is a wonderful blessing from God. In the summer of 95, we transferred down to Norfolk, Virginia, and I got custody of my 2 older boys. Now, these are wonderful boys, but they had some long-lasting emotional scars that even today they're still trying to work through from some really horrible treatment they had suffered. They came into our family with much bigger problems than either Nina and I had realized or were really prepared for. In February of 96, Nina gave birth to our son, Sean, which brings our child count to 5. Now, the emotional demands and the stresses and the pain surrounding this young family really began to build in earnest just before Sean was born. And along about this time, there began this growing concern from people around us that the number of children we had was certainly sufficient. Everyone began to suggest, you know, 5 is certainly enough, isn't it? My wife was born a Roman Catholic, and while I was never too inclined toward faith or religion per se, but after we moved to Virginia, I developed a longing for the Catholic faith. I turned toward God and entered RCIA. I began a journey that would carry me across many difficult moments and later many wonderful discoveries. And with 5 children, a solid career, a lovely wife, and a bright future, things were really looking up, or so one might suppose. One day, the idea of sterilization came creeping into our daily conversations. And I didn't pay much attention to it at first, but it persisted until getting a vasectomy seemed to be the lead issue between my wife and I. When I thought about this idea, I really wanted to get some distance from it. I was afraid of the surgery, timid of the post-surgery pain, etc., etc. I wondered if I'd still be a man, if I'd still be me, whoever me was. I couldn't admit my feelings, though, to anyone, let alone my wife. It seemed like I was very, very unsettled and uncomfortable with this whole thing that seemed to be forced on me. And I always felt that if I did this, I'd somehow be separated from the world and my wife and my family. Nina began telling me how stressed out she was. She was tired and she didn't really want to have any more kids. 5 was plenty. I saw the toll that this growing family and all of its emotional demands were taking on her. Well, the next wave of vasectomy soldiers came marching into my life. It was my in-laws, whom I love very dearly and respect a great deal, but they came bearing down on me very hard. And they began to suggest that I consider getting fixed. Why do people say that, getting fixed? Why don't they just say get sterilized or vasectomy? Well, anyway, they worked very diligently to persuade me so that I would give in and join the ranks of other neutered men. I don't know why, but I never got any counseling from the church about this issue. I didn't even realize what I was about to do was a sin. In fact, there's a lot of Catholics that actually encouraged me to go ahead and do it. I never considered the spiritual or the conjugal consequences of such a simple procedure. The idea of sterilization made me angry, though, and afraid, and resentful. I swelled up with animosity toward my in-laws and my wife. It seemed like the more I resisted, though, the longer they persisted. Their personal attacks became more frequent and they cut much deeper. I didn't like being called a baby. I didn't like their innuendos that I was acting like a scared little boy, or that I was somehow an unsupportive and unempathetic husband. Clearly, I had lost control, and I had no choice. Everyone made comments like, oh, you're doing the right thing. Think about your wife. She'll be saved from any more stress or pain. It's better that you do it than she, after all. Think about this, sex with no worry. Oh, there was a lot of other comments that were just as deceitful. Look, It was the 90s, okay? Everybody was doing it. What's the big deal? Well, my biggest mistake in all this was not taking all of my concerns to Christ in prayer. Finally, with no spiritual reinforcement or counseling on my side, I capitulated. I gave up and caved in. It's kind of ironic.